You mentioned something that this sense of independence that North Koreans have, because if you look at even the internal history of the party, it has carried out purges of party officials who were seen either too pro-Russian or too pro-Chinese.
Yes.
How much real influence, apart from, you know, chalking off economic access points to North Korea, does the Chinese leadership really have?
Well, it's an ongoing point of debate. Every time that that I visited Pyongyang, I would call on the Chinese ambassador there, and they've had certainly during my time some very effective ones. And even before getting to Pyongyang, I would have to travel to Beijing to get my visas before going to Pyongyang. And I would call on the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the people who were dealing directly with North Korea, they're real experts. But I'd also talk to the various Chinese think tanks that are associated with number one, the Communist Party. There's another think tank that is associated with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and a third one with Ministry of Defense, and there are others. So it was always part of my conversation with all of these Chinese representatives to see where the influence was, what China could do. And the messaging has, to me, was always, we cannot influence North Korea as much as we would like. And that, certainly to a certain extent, given the activities of North Korea, just the overall behavior, including Kim Jong-un saying we don't trust the Chinese. He's said it on a number of occasions, quite bravely, I thought. But again, it's just a tough relationship, and I can't foresee a closer, better relationship. I think it's actually unraveling. And again, I think China has to recognize that North Korea has become a strategic liability, and has to think through what it ought to be doing next. And that, I believe, requires much closer and honest discussions, particularly with the United States.